Call today.
This is Crypt Talk Live. As we launch into hour number three, you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy them. They're on us. That's, once again, freetalklive.com. DJ dropped off the line. I figure we can maybe comment just a little bit on what he was talking about before. We didn't really have a chance to get into it. He was talking about a show, or I guess a segment on a news program called To Catch a Predator. And I don't think I've seen this exact segment, but I've seen other news programs do the same thing. And what they do is they hire a website called Perverted Justice to come in and essentially go online and masquerade themselves as a 13-year-old or 14-year-old girl, typically. I suppose they do 14-year-old boys as well. But anyway, they masquerade as a young person online mm-hmm. in order to attract, allegedly, what is supposed to be a predator.
Right, and you can imagine this brings ratings. People love Candid Camera, and this is like Candid Camera with an evil twist.
Right, so what they do is they go online and they find their mark, and they get him to believe that this person is indeed a young person. How they do that, I'm not sure. Maybe they provide a picture or two, something like that, to make the person believe this is really indeed a teenager they're talking to. And I believe they typically get into some sort of sexually oriented conversation. They end up scheduling a visit where the person, the adult, will come by the teenager's house, where the mom is allegedly not home, that sort of thing. And when they come up to the door and they knock on the door, in some cases carrying a six-pack of beer or whatever it is that they're bringing over for the teenager, the alleged teenager, they open the door and inside there's a video camera. And it's rolling tape. They capture the guy right as he's standing outside. He usually turns around and runs away or makes up some excuse as to why he's got the wrong house or something like that. There's usually something that happens in that particular case. And it's very entertaining television. It really is.
No, that is all it is television. They don't actually get arrested on these TV shows, as far as I know.
That's as I understand it as well. However, they're certainly outed. They're certainly their faces are shown. And I don't know if this is something that's very fair to do to people. In that, first of all, these guys haven't really committed a crime. They haven't actually violated anybody. They didn't touch a little boy or a little girl or anything like that. There wasn't any sort of actual impropriety going on.
Sorry, I was just imagining one of these perverts walking in, trying to find this 12-year-old kid, you know, completely naked with a case of beer in their hands. I can't feel too badly for these guys. I'm sorry. You know, they're hoping, even if they haven't committed a crime, because there's no 12-year-old, and even if it's just talking to a 12-year-old, they're hoping to have sex with a, 12, 13, 14-year-old kid. I don't know what the ages are on these guys. It wouldn't bother me so much if you're talking about a 15-year-old having sex with a 13-year-old, when the ages are closer. But, when you're starting to talk about adults, it's ugly stuff.
I am actually being told that they do arrest the people on this particular program.
Really?
On the To Catch a Predator, because many states, according to the board out there, are many laws that are written against soliciting behavior on the Internet. So it's actually against the law to engage in these conversations, even though the person on the other end might not actually be a teenager, might not actually be somebody who's underage. In these cases, they aren't. They're cops, or they're perverted justice who are masquerading as though they are. I feel like it's entrapment. Mark, I see where you're coming from on this, but there's no way to prove that the individual who was coming to this house wasn't coming to admonish the child for having this dirty talk with someone on the Internet. There's no way to prove it. It's very unlikely that would happen.
It's very unlikely.
But there's no way to actually know for sure what events would transpire had that person found a 14-year-old girl on the other side of that door.
Well, one thing I can say about our legal system in this particular instance is each one of these people should get a trial. There shouldn't be this whole mask churning system that they have for, doing these plea bargains.
Mm-hmm.
And, each one of these guys should get their day in court, and then the hammer should come down on them if they're guilty of something.
But what on earth would they be guilty of in this case?
They're
guilty of violating a law. They haven't actually done anything to harm anybody at all. They're guilty of what's essentially a thought crime. I mean, we've created a thought crime. It's illegal now in America to have a conversation in many states, to have an internet conversation of a sexual nature with what you believe to be someone who is underage. That's a thought crime.
I would agree with you.
And to me, that's a little bit chilling. Not because I'm online having those conversations, but the idea that some people are being put in a prison cell for thinking incorrectly.
It's not. They acted with the intent of trying to get, you know.
You don't know what their intent was.
They talked to these kids about sex, and then they came over to the house, when one would assume, in order to have sex.
That's an assumption.
We have a charge that is that's called attempted murder. Mm-hmm. Is that a thought crime?
Well, in attempted murder cases, don't they normally actually attempt to murder somebody? Like,
how would you know that they were attempting? Maybe they just wanted to cut their carotid artery and have them live.
Hmm.
Actually, every crime...
I see where you're coming from, but in that case, there was actually some violence that occurred. Someone was actually harmed.
But every crime is a thought crime, because intent matters. It's the difference between first-degree
murder...
It sounds
like you're making excuses for thought crimes.
I'm only explaining to you... I'm explaining it to you, brother. They're all thought crimes.
Yeah, but some
people actually
do things.
There's first-degree murder, there's second-degree murder, there's manslaughter. Each one of these
cases, somebody's dead. There's a difference between thinking and doing.
Right. They came over to the kid's house. If they'd have sat their butt in front of that computer and only talked dirty to these kids, then they'd have been fine.
But that would still be the same crime. The crime was committed when they were talking dirty on the Internet Messenger. That was the crime.
Well,
not the walking over to the house. That was incidental.
But that's how they get caught. That is not incidental. That's how they get caught.
That's incidental to them getting caught. They could have traced their IP address and raided their house if they wanted to.
But they don't do that.
They could.
How do you know they don't?
They
pick up the ones that come.
I understand.
Have you seen the Perverted Justice? Have you seen their video of them picking anybody up at their house because they traced an IP address?
Perverted Justice is a private agency. They don't have the ability to trace IP addresses.
They don't, but they seem to get arrested on these shows.
I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah, what you understand is these guys are doing it. They are getting caught in the act of molesting a child.
They haven't molested a child. They're walking over to somebody's house.
With the intent of molesting
a
child.
That's your opinion, sir. That's your opinion.
No,
you have no evidence.
It's corroborated by evidence. These people are writing, hey, I'd like to molest you, or, you know, something very similar to these kids. They're talking dirty to what they believe is a 12-year-old kid. And then they've come over, they've done something. They've come over to the place.
Wow, I can't believe you're on the side of the cops on this.
Look, I'm not, what?
You're defending them on this one.
I can't believe you think it's just a great idea to let these guys go because they haven't really done something.
They haven't done anything. Toby, you've been sitting here quiet the whole time.
Well, personally, I don't think we should ever be in the situation. I don't think that there should ever be anyone there masquerading to be a 13-year-old on the internet and trying to get these guys to come out. I think that's wrong. I think that sting operations in general should not be run. I don't even want to be put in the situation of having to make the decision, because in my opinion, the situation shouldn't exist.
How do you know, Mark, that these aren't, for instance, let's say, in the world of sexual behaviors and fetishes and that sort of thing, there are certain people that like to, what they call, role play.
Yeah.
People will, for instance, get dressed up in a nurse's outfit or a schoolgirl outfit or whatever it is that they're doing. They'll role play a role of something they're not. So, for instance, there could very well be a chance that there's a 20-year-old female who is masquerading as a 13-year-old female for the simple fact that she gets off on the idea of turning on a bunch of old perverted men.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely a possible case.
Sure it is.
But what is different from, essentially, this woman masquerading as though she's a 13-year-old compared to a police officer masquerading as though he's a 13-year-old and, once again, having those same sexually-oriented conversations with these guys? I mean, they don't know for sure who they're talking to.
They
it
absolutely
could be anybody.
Don't. But they believe. They have been told. They have been informed
right.
that
so
person...
Right, so in their head, they're thinking that that person on the other end is a teenage girl or boy.
Right.
And so
and
therefore, they're getting punished for thinking about the other person on the other end.
No, it's not the thinking, Ian. It's the going there. That's how they get caught. I sincerely hope at their trial that they're able to bring it out, hey, you know, I was just going to role play with this kid. I wasn't actually going to touch him, or whatever it is, whatever their story is. I hope they get that out
at that time. It's way too far gone. Then you've got 12 idiots on a jury looking to go home and make a cake and they just want to put this guy in prison because he sounds like a bad guy.
They can let him go just as easily.
Yeah, you know how likely that is.
Stop talking to kids on the internet, and then they won't have the problem.
He did. How is he supposed to know he was talking to a kid? Anybody can masquerade as a kid.
That's how the evidence is compiled, my friend.
It's a crime, apparently, to talk to somebody masquerading as a kid and then go to their house. It's crazy. More on the way. Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Hey, it's me. I got something, man, I want you to look at.
What? What is it now?
It's called OneYearToRetire.net. When you get home, I want you to go to OneYearToRetire.net.
Come on, you gotta be kidding. 1 year to retire. When are you gonna get it through your head that there is no quick fix? No free lunch?
I know. I agree with you. This isn't like that. It's an ingenious system that's designed to help you retire in 1 year. I was skeptical, too, but the system is free, and when I looked at it, I was sure it would work. What have you got to lose? It's free.
Well,
all you have to do is go to OneYearToRetire.net and get a free system. It only takes a minute. You've got nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Go to OneYearToRetire.net. That's OneYearToRetire.net. Or call 888-200-0265. That's 888-200-0265.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show. If you bring up anything, toll free, 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
Once again, the packet 8.net toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there, totally free. including live streams. Broadband version of the show, dial-up version, free for you, freetalklive.com. Is there a young person that's important to you? Give them Financial Literacy, A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton. Shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt. That's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's 800-657-5066 or akidsjourney.com. To the phones, to the fun, Brandon in Japan. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great.
Hey,
what's on your mind?
Hey, just wanted to maybe add some information to this perverted justice conversation. Maybe enhance the conversation a little bit. I've seen quite a few of the shows. One of them actually happened in a county about 30 miles north of where I lived when I was in America. And they arrested 51 people in one night, and that was, I believe, To Catch a Predator 2. It's generally a little bit more complicated than just them having a conversation and then, you know, having the person come over.
Right. I wouldn't imagine it was all done at one time, you know, like, hey, I'm 14 and my mama's not here. Come on and have sex with me. You know, I don't think that that's happening.
So how does it work?
Yeah. That's generally the last stage of it. Is what they'll do is they'll engage in a conversation with somebody. And it'll generally start out as a conversation, kind of, you know, what's your age, how old are you, where are you from. A lot of times pictures are exchanged. And what they try to do, and I'm not advocating, I'm just saying the way this is what they try to do is that they will try to establish intent by putting forth a set of conditions that the person needs to do when they come to the house to show that they're, you know, that they are who they say they are. And as Mark kind of briefly mentioned, is one of those times they had a person pretty much, they had to enter through the garage door completely naked holding a 12-pack of beer. And this person did this on the show.
Ridiculous.
So then it's a great entertaining moment, you know, a lot of brouhaha, you know, they get the guy a towel and they ask him, you know, why did you do this? And, you know, why did you walk through the garage, you know, naked with a 12-pack of beer, which is pretty much, the condition that was set forth by the perverted justice person to A, prove that they are who they are, and then B, to have, you know, sexual relations of whatever nature form. So, I just wanted to just insert that into the conversation. As far as my personal position, this is a really sticky subject because it does deal with the kind of sex offense that is, you know, it's predatory in nature. I do think it's entrapment. I don't think that that's right. However, I do see where Mark is coming from, that, you know, they are laying some groundwork of intent, and these people, for the most part, are pretty much following these instructions to prove their intent to the letter.
You know, I've got to say that the whole entrapment issue, stings, all those things, they do make me nervous. But, you know, if enough criteria is met, especially if there's media involved and everybody gets to see every step of the way, I'm not saying that media can't, mess with it, mess with the footage and show what they want to show. The reality shows are obvious that they only take the exciting parts. But, you know, it's difficult for me to want to run down the path of justice dragging a train of sex offenders in diapers behind me. You know, if these guys are on, I want them to be able to get out and live normal lives. I want that. Once they've done their time, I want them to be able to move on. But if I'm not throwing my reputation in after this guy that walked in completely naked with a case full of beer.
You don't have to throw your reputation after these people. You just have to stand up for freedom and the ability for people to have conversations without the fear of being arrested. That's not a conversation.
It's not the conversation, Ian. It's the getting up and going someplace. He's showing a certain amount of intent.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Brandon, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I don't know if I agree. I mean, again, there could...
I know you don't trust cops. I know you don't.
There could certainly be some circumstances that would result in these people not doing the things that they said that they were going to
Let
do.
Let them talk about it with the jury.
I don't know if I want to spend my money on this. I don't know if I want my money going to entrap people and harass them and essentially...
In a loser's pay situation, you would only have to pay your money if the case was lost and the guy went free.
Yeah, well, we don't have that situation.
No, we don't, and we should.
800-259-9231. Richard emails in saying, These shows, especially when they don't result in convictions, represent and encourage exactly the kind of social ostracism that you usually espouse. It seems strange to me that you would come out against them. Would you care to explain this apparent inconsistency? And I would say that I'm certainly all for social ostracism. Mm-hmm. However, I'm not for entrapping people. That's what's going on here. You're masquerading as though you're something you are not, and you're pretending like you're somebody else in order to entice these guys.
And to show them for their true colors, though. I mean, in the case of the later shows, they're not getting arrested. In the case of the earlier shows, they were getting arrested. So he's absolutely right that this is essentially ostracism. Look, if you're willing to talk on the internet with somebody that you believe is a 12-year-old and talk dirty to them, and then you're willing to come over to their house when they've said, hey, come on over, my mom's not here, and we can fool around, we can... what is it the kids call a hookup? Sorry. Mm-hmm. It's called scamming when I was a kid. You know, we can hook up when, you know, here when my mom's not here, and that person comes over and they get caught on candid camera looking like a dork. Good.
Your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
I think that's the best part, is to catch them on camera. And, you know, in that case, they don't go to jail. They don't have the conviction. But they've been shown, look, stupid, you fool around like this, and bad things can happen.
When private individuals do it, I don't have so much of a problem with it. But what I don't like is the sting aspect. I don't like any sting, whether it be for child predators or for marijuana or prostitution, whatever it is. I don't like the whole concept of a sting. The person never got to create the crime. And you see a lot of entrapment on shows such as Cops and other shows like this, that the people may or may not have committed the crime or so-called crime, whatever it is, but we'll never know because you're going to arrest them for this and now they're going to have a record. So... I just, really, the whole thought of a sting and entrapment makes me sick to begin with.
All right, so in other news here, since we're talking about sex, a quick update from Washington, D.C. A Vallejo woman, who ran a Washington, D.C. escort business, says she's reached a deal to share her records of up to 15,000 client phone numbers with an undisclosed media organization, saying, quote, I've decided to hand over all phone records, logs, and invoices to what I believe to be one of the most reputable and respected investigative news organizations in the country to assist me with my needs, said Deborah Jane Palfrey, who's 50. She wrote to a local radio station Monday. She didn't identify the news organization or give details of the arrangements, which is smart of her. Palfrey's civil attorney would not say, whether his client was getting paid or if she was simply getting investigative assistance with uncovering the names associated with the phone numbers.
She probably, you know, this is supposed to finance her defense, and I would think that she has something here that, you know, if she had a bunch of gold bars in her basement, would we say that it was a terrible thing that she sold the gold bars to defend herself? No. Well, she has some valuable phone records. She has information to sell, and there's no reason she shouldn't be able to sell that to defend herself.
And it looks like she's doing it before the government managed to freeze the, or to put a halt on this plot. It looks like she's managed to pull this off before their bureaucratic gears got to turning too far. A little more detail on this on the way, 800-259-9231. And your thoughts about sex offenders, entrapment, and chats on the internet. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called SlenderFX. SlenderFX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to nofatnow.com and discover the amazing benefits of SlenderFX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit nofatnow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of SlenderFX by going to nofatnow.com.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You can see the good life all around you. The people with the bigger house, the fancy cars. It seems like everyone's living the American dream, except you. Well, what if you could start making the money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself? Make cash even when you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. And what if you could get started for free? It's not too good to be true. It's a proven system from Internet Speedway. And once you get started, the computer does the work while you collect the cash. And while supplies last, you can request a free CD that shows you how. Just call 1-800-322-1329. The secret to the good life isn't working harder. It's working smarter. Whether you just want a second income or you're ready to quit your job and live the good life, call now for your free CD. Only available through this exclusive radio offer. For your free CD, call 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329. 1-800-322-1329.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want, toll-free number, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net, toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free, including the bulletin board system, 200,000-plus posts, over 1,500 people interacting, lots of different topics, serious issues, fun stuff, all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
1-800-259-9231. You bring up what you want as we go to the phones. Talk to Ryan in Texas on the Amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Ryan.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind? Hey,
y'all been talking about the Catch a Predator show. Now,
yeah.
I've only seen one episode, but the one you were talking about was that one, and it brings up a couple of other questions. Now, I normally would agree with you, Ian, on most of it, but two different things happened in that same show. First of all, the naked guy with the 12-pack was caught later on the next day trying it again.
Wow.
And then they also caught a Leo from a neighboring city. Ooh. Now, in those situations...
A Leo being a law enforcement officer,
right.
Yes. Now, in those situations where they know better, would you have the same sympathy for them, or how would you see that?
Now, Ian hates all cops.
I don't understand the question. Can you ask it again?
Now, you're talking about giving them the benefit of the doubt. They may not be going for that and everything. Now, when the same guy gets caught a second time the next day, being more cautious because he wanted to meet in a public place this time, they caught him at a McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Leo, who knows the letter of the law, so you really can't give him the benefit of the doubt on that either.
How are we to know that? How are we to know the law enforcement officer? Isn't it more likely that a law enforcement officer would be a good guy and therefore he would actually be coming to admonish the young lady or young man from having such a conversation?
Maybe he was doing the same thing in his spare time, trying to get a promotion.
Maybe so.
If that were the case, then he would have made that known the second he was caught by the camera.
You would think that he would have that story ready. If it were me,
what
I
was his story? Did he say anything?
It was the same kind of situation as everybody. It's, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know what I'm doing, and all this kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what they say, huh?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I totally understand where the emailer was coming from about this being social ostracization. If these people aren't getting arrested, how can I have a problem with it? I just feel like, if these guys have a problem, and I think they do, they've got some sort of an addiction or mental issue that they need to deal with, I don't know, and it's clear that the first guy, the naked dude, getting caught the very next day, it's clear that it wasn't a deterrent. I mean, him getting caught on camera didn't deter him. It just made him more cautious about doing it again. And so I just don't know if this is actually having the effect that it's intended to. I don't think it's actually doing anything to stop these guys. It might just be driving them underground. It might just be driving them to be more cautious, to use more anonymization, to watch their steps a little bit further, to make them better at being predators. And that's a little bit disturbing. And in addition to that, this can also really sort of ruin somebody's life as well. I mean, again, somebody with a problem, which this could be a medical problem. I don't know what it is that drives this. There's something that drives it. Maybe they were molested as children, and this is how it's sort of coming out in their adult life.
I don't care if they've got a rash that makes them chop people up with a machete. Look, if you do something wrong like this, there should be punishments for it.
I don't know if it's wrong to have an internet chat. That's my issue. I don't know if that's wrong.
It's not the internet chat, Ian. It's the fact that they went somewhere with the intent to
do it. That's your opinion, that they had intent. That's the thought crime part of this.
My question was, these two examples, it's pretty obvious what their intent was. One, because he knew exactly the letter of the law, so he knew what he was getting into. The other one, who repeats it the next day after getting caught, they obviously had that intent. Now, I think that if you can conclusively prove the intent, then it becomes a problem. Other than that, they got to get the benefit of the doubt. But those two would have to be, honestly predators.
And the guy who, the one that was caught twice with the naked with a case of beer in his hands, I mean, that was what the whole purpose was. Hey, if you want to have my nubile little male 12-year-old body, you've got to come through that garage door, you've got to be naked, and you better have a case of beer in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say? It says that guy wanted to have sex with that 12-year-old. That's what that says.
Or, yeah, I understand.
Or what?
Or, yeah,
I mean,
severe
mental problems.
He
was going to tell him about Jesus naked with a case of beer in his hands? No, Ian, he wasn't. He's a damn child molester.
That's an allegation, and that's all you've got, my friend.
If it had been my kid, it wouldn't be an allegation. It would be a hospitalization.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be your issue, then. You could deal with it then.
That's how I would be dealing with it. But that's, Ian, you're defending this guy that clearly is a pedophile.
I just think that this approach is, I just don't think it's effective. I just don't think, I'm not defending the guy. I'm not saying that what he did was right or acceptable or okay. I'm just against the tactics of this particular organization. It's very clear to me that whatever it is they're doing isn't very effective. Now, it may be effective to the point of spreading the message about this particular individual, identifying him and ostracizing him to an extent.
That's good.
But it obviously didn't do anything to stop him from reoffending.
It clearly didn't. I mean, that guy's got some fortitude. That's quite clear.
You would think that if you were just busted on videotape the day before, you'd think you'd lay low for a little while.
No.
He went right back home and went right back at it.
Well, there's an argument for incarceration right there.
Well, if you are, again, if you're labeling these people as pedophiles without really any real solid evidence of it...
The case of beer and the nakedness proves it for me.
But in many cases, that doesn't happen. That's
sure.
probably a
sure.
unique case.
Well,
if you're labeling these people as pedophiles, then they're going to be, again, once again, they're going to have a hard time getting jobs. They're going to have a hard time getting out there in the workforce.
Well,
and
they did the crime, though, Ian.
There's no crime committed. Was a guy walking around with a naked with a pack of beer.
Showing intent
you
to have sex.
A child, you've committed a crime.
Showing intent to molest a child should be a crime as far as I'm concerned.
Thanks for the
I'm
call, Ryan. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. And that's my issue, and we're going back to it again.
I understand.
You're saying intent is a crime. I'm saying it's not.
I'm telling you that intent is a portion of all crimes. Every crime out there, that's what we're talking about.
Crimes are destruction of property and life.
If you were in your freemitarian or whatever, you know, free marketeer world, this would be the very best way to get ratings and to show these perverts for whom they are. That's
allegedly.
No, that's what they're. Look,
it's an allegation. Chats can be falsified.
Like,
there can be all sorts of technical problems.
In the case of the Leo, in this circumstance, if the guy breaks down and cries and says, "I'm sorry, I've got a sickness," he's guilty. If the guy says, "Whoa, whoa, hey, I was trying to catch a predator here. I thought that I thought we had a sex. You know, I'm officer so and so, badge number, blah blah blah." Then you're talking something completely different.
That's true. I mean, one thing, though, I still have a problem with is you haven't given that person that last chance to turn around. I can be very mad,
mm-hmm.
have the total intention to come to your house and kill you,
yep.
but until I actually do, I still have the chance to turn around and not do it, and
absolutely.
Not giving these people the benefit
of doubt.
I concur
with you, and I think for that you should probably get less time.
So you don't mind. You don't mind. Somebody's got the intent to commit a crime, therefore they should go to jail.
I think
that's sick, dude.
It's not
really
the intent. It's
the
intent
the
backed up by actions. More actions, somebody's molested, okay?
Until a crime has actually been committed, no one should be punished.
I think this should be a crime, and then it would be actually committed.
But crimes have to involve harming someone's person or property.
I understand where you're coming from on that.
No one was harmed. Let's go to Joe in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. On one hand, have you ever seen, and it's available on Google Video, Mark Stevens talking about Adventures in Legal Land?
I love Mark Stevens.
He's been on the show a couple of times.
Something called corpus delicti.
The body of evidence, I believe?
Yeah, body of evidence.
I want you to tell me more.
Crime,
if you can, hold on, Joe, if you can hang on, I want you to tell me more. So we'll come back to you.
Joe's going to talk bodies. Coming right back.
800-259-9231. I hope he doesn't have an intent to touch one of them because you'll throw him in a jail cell. 1-800-259-9231. Intent and theory and possibly throwing people away into prison for things they've never actually done. I think that's a problem. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mixed with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? What sounds so easy and convenient?
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A one-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel
feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231, the packet 8. .net toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features completely free. You like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then head over and become a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 340 of our listeners have decided to do. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You'll find out that AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is simple. You send in $3 a month, we turn it around into advertising and promoting Free Talk Live. We buy industry advertisements like half-page ads in Talkers Magazine, sort of the radio industry talk publication, to expand, to get the show on more radio stations. We also purchase internet advertising as well. We go to talk radio conventions, as we did last weekend. All of this made possible by listeners like you. And it's totally voluntary. Plus, you get perks. You get access to the amplifier-only call-in lines and more. All the details for you at amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to Joe in Georgia. You're back on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, guys. Okay. Hey. Well, anyways, he talks a lot about there having to be an intent to commit a crime and a crime committed. An intent to commit a crime and a crime committed.
This is corpus delicti, the body of evidence, one of the things that's supposed to be required in order to prosecute in a courtroom.
Right, and it's in every state that has a constitution. It's in every one of the state constitutions, and I happen to live in a constitutional state.
Now, according to Mark, having an intent is a crime.
Yeah, but it's not. That's what corpus delicti says, that an intent to commit crime is not in itself a crime because there has to be, you have to follow through on it. You have to have done something.
Now, there's a guy coming at me with a bloody axe, and he's breathing heavily, and he's kind of hunched over, and one of his eyes is twitching. And I've got a handgun. Do I have to wait until he hits me with the axe the first time to blow his damn head off, or can I just go ahead and do that?
No, that's a different thing, because that's an act of self-defense. And you saw the intent, and you felt threatened, your life threatened, and you defended yourself. That's a totally different thing.
Well, but I'm preventing a crime just like I'm hoping that law enforcement will prevent a crime in this particular instance.
But where does that end?
I understand that it's a slippery slope.
Yeah,
I do.
Right. You're supporting it.
All I'm telling you is that you know, I think in this particular circumstance where they can show step by step, you know, intent by these people, you know, they can show.
You went in the garage and you took your clothes off. That goes way, way beyond.
Right. That guy makes my case good.
But it doesn't make your case. It just sounds emotional, and it sounds like it's something special. But there's a chance that that guy could have walked into that house, and if there really was a young person there, he could have all of a sudden realized, oh my gosh, what am I doing? This is nuts. I'm sorry. I'm going home. There is that possibility, and the fact that there is that possibility means that there's no crime that's been committed at all.
Right.
That's why I bring up
corpus delicti, because taking your clothes off, you're more than into the act by that time. But if you just went there.
Are you? If you're taking your clothes off, are you more into the act, or are you just exposing yourself?
Now you're just arguing degrees. Now I'm saying because one shows up that they show that they're willing that they're ready to do these things.
I don't think standing naked in the presence of a young person is considered molestation. There's no touching that has gone on. There's no unwanted advance. There's no unwanted touching. So therefore, there's no crime in my book. It may be tacky.
There is a crime in the exposure. There's definitely a crime there.
I don't think that's a crime.
But anyways, I wanted to say that this is, you know, this stuff that's being thrown at us on the media is really just a cover-up for what's going on at the higher echelons of our society. The elites practice this stuff all the time. Why do you think these children disappear all over the country?
I don't know that they do.
These are the I've heard these accusations before. You're suggesting that there are like child sex rings among the halls of Congress, that sort of thing?
What did Cynthia McKinney say to Rumsfeld? I mean, you can find that all over the internet.
What did she say?
And it was in the newspapers. DynaCorp running white slavery rings, kidnapping children all over the country and in foreign countries for sex slave rings. And nobody got punished. And she was simply asking Rumsfeld, why does DynaCorp, even though they've been accused of this, they haven't denied it, they haven't taken any action against the newspaper that accused them, but why aren't they getting in trouble? Why is the government still doing no-bid contracts with them when they are obviously doing this?
Do you feel like what was the guy's name last year that got busted? The Mark somebody from Florida, the senator or representative?
Whatever he was, the bureaucrat.
Having chats with his 16-year-old pages. You feel like that's the tip of the iceberg, right?
Yeah. He is just the tip of the iceberg. He really is.
I don't know. I mean, this is that's so hard for me to believe.
They all had their picture taken recently with a male porn star.
Who's they all?
I'd have to get back on the internet and find the pictures, but I seem to remember Hannity praising this guy.
Who is it?
Would
that matter if it's some male porn star isn't a child anyways? I don't know
He's not a child anyways, but it illustrates the perversion. I mean, look at the San Francisco newspaper that used to report the stuff that was going on at Bohemian Grove.
Oh, well, you know, who knows what goes on there? It's certainly a summer camp for rich people, and I don't really want to get into Bohemian Grove, but I think your accusations as far as the perversions of the people in Congress, they hold water to an extent. I mean, they're certainly not angels, and they're bad guys in general, so it's believable to me that they'd be purged.
You know, the gentleman, the one representative, Mark something or other, I can't remember what his name
Foley?
Is.
Foley, yeah.
Foley, that's right. Off the top of my head. I mean, he's proof that the other side will turn them in.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they just sacrificed him. That's
a little infighting always makes us think that they're honest.
Very good. Thanks for the call, Joe. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, maybe he just crossed somebody and they sort of sacrificed him to, you know, the public to make him think they're doing something.
Oh, that's right. He wanted to return us to a gold standard. That's why.
I don't think that's the case with him at all. No. Let's continue here to Matt in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live with the Intobian Mark. Hello, Matt.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Real quick hypothetical for you. What if me and a bunch of friends got together, decided to go on the internet, find one of these sexual predators. We tricked some guy into thinking that we were a 14-year-old girl, 15-year-old girl, something like that.
A group of 15-year-old cheerleaders.
Had him come over, and then decided to beat the crap out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be okay?
Who were you asking?
I think he's asking you, Mark.
You're asking me. If you're asking me, let me see. You know, I would have a difficult time feeling bad for this dude, and I just have to say that you'd have to take your chances in front of a jury of your peers.
Yeah, I'm having a bit of a problem, you know, feeling sorry for him too, because I just beat the crap.
Yeah, obviously you are. I mean, it's hard in the circumstances with these dudes. I think he was probably aiming at you, Ian. I think that question was more. Why don't you answer the question to Ian?
Who were you aiming that question at?
Well, I was aiming at anybody who wanted to answer that question.
Well,
it's just I'm thinking that you know, I'm fooling somebody, I'm tricking them into believing something that I'm not, and mm-hmm. I'm having them come over to my house so that I can have my fun and beat crap out of them.
Yeah, I think that's terrible. I think that doing that would be horrible because once again, the person, while they may have intent, while they may be a little disturbed and despicable personality doesn't mean they were going to commit a crime. And now you've committed a crime by actually harming someone instead. Toby, any thoughts on this?
You jump on the slippery slope and you never know where it's going to stop.
Matt, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. I'm with you on this one, Toby. It's dangerous. It's an emotional issue. And once again, it's the government and people using this emotional issue to propel the idea that thought crime is acceptable, that we should be able to lock people in a jail cell for not actually doing anything that harms someone else.
It is really hard. It's very emotional. But what I think you have to do is be objective about it. Take yourself out of the situation and look at it like any other crime. I mean, if you were being solicited and tricking someone over to buy marijuana, I mean, would that be okay? At what point does it become wrong? And I know that children, it's a very emotional subject, and everybody hates predators like this, but it's a slippery slope I don't want to be on.
And with the marijuana issue, they already have thought crimes in regards to that. If you sell a bag of oregano and you claim that it's marijuana, then you've sold marijuana in the eyes of the law. So these things exist, and as we continue going down the road towards tyranny, you're going to see them utilized more and more and being cheered on by people like you, Mark.
No, I'm sorry. Look,
you're cheering them on all the way.
You know, if the arsonist is walking towards the building, said he's going to set the building on fire, and he's got a match
no
in his
crime
hand,
yet.
And I blow him away before he sets my building on fire?
Nope.
Yeah.
No crime
yet. I haven't committed murder. I'm sorry.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
The idea.